If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Well, just like that, we are underway in the thick of it, the annual enrollment period. And I think I'm understanding every day from people that I talk to on and off the air that they are the single source when it comes to Medicare and the annual enrollment period. Thousands of people have been making the call, 888-818-6334. A lot of stuff to get to this hour. Lance is here, MediConnect, the inside connection, Lance O'Brien. But today, here's your offer on the table, an opportunity over the next hour to phone in with all of your Medicare questions, to get your answers right now in real time. All of our lines are available. First come, first serve, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. And then remember, you set up that appointment. We have live advisors standing by until noon today. There is never a charge for their services. Lots to get to. Here he is, the man with the plan, Lance O'Brien. What a week it was at MediConnect.
It's been an amazing week, crazy week. We have a lot of people in office today, still working, still answering calls. Believe it or not, Rob, since the 15th, we've taken just about 10,000 calls, 9,900 and some. So it's been an incredible start to the season. A lot of people have questions, some with plan terminations, some around the changes with the prescription drugs and the negotiated drugs and things that happened there. Some that are still turning 65 and saying, hey, I know this is not this is the annual enrollment time, but I need to get information on that. Some just looking to review plans and benefits, but definitely incredibly busy. A lot of movement this year.
Yeah, you figure that's less than 2 weeks, but I think it really is a very good indication of what you have done in this marketplace of MediConnect.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's definitely significantly more than we've experienced in years prior, so thankfully we staffed up and prepared and were as ready as possible. And you know, as with anything, nothing is ever perfect. We've had a few people fall through the cracks, and we try to get back and do what we can, right? Like, we want to help people. That's really the mission of what we do. And you know, sometimes when that's your mission, you fall a little short, but like, we've been doing a really good job overall, which I'm super excited about. Had one lady call in actually yesterday. So we have the webinars going on, Rob. And at those, people learn new to 65 or new to Medicare because they're turning 65. Every once in a while, we get somebody on that's post 65. They're already on Medicare. They see the ad, they sign up. Well, I'm handling those appointments during this enrollment period because the rest of the team is just swamped with everything else. So one of the ladies that called in said she was actually from New York, the Rochester area. And she said, yeah, I just want to review my plan. I watched the webinar. It was very helpful, very informative. I just want to make sure I'm in a good spot for next year. Put in her zip code, started looking everything up, and lo and behold, she was one of the terminated plans and she still didn't even know it yet, and we're the 23rd, 24th. And I was like, have you been checking your mail? She was like, yeah, I'm checking my mail, but like, I wasn't super convinced with her answer. Like, she still didn't know that her plan was being terminated for the new year. So we talked to her. We asked questions. I got her over to Dawn, one of the great people in our call center, and we got her taken care of. But I fear that there are still a lot of people that are in the sound of this radio station this morning that don't even know that their coverage is expiring at the end of the year.
So it came, they tossed it out, and it hasn't come yet. What's the story? Why wouldn't they know?
So here's the big thing. When you get mail consistently from the same place, you generally, human nature is to disregard that on some level, right? you know, especially when it's from the healthcare provider, because let's face it, healthcare providers love to burn trees. You know, it's fair. I mean, I'm not picking on anybody, but it's fair. I mean, the amount of mail that they send. So like when they get something from their carrier, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I didn't have a doctor's appointment lately. This probably isn't a benefit statement, right? Like, and they just don't give it the attention that it needs.
Well, and I also think they understand electronic, most people just click on the mouse and delete it just as quick. So they at least want to put it in your hand so you make some eye contact with it. All right, here's the other thing. You know, when you say there's never a charge for your services, we've been saying it since day one. A lot of people still are trying to wrap their hands around that. Explain to them why they call today, set up an appointment, never a charge for your services.
Yeah, great question. I mean, I was also at Deer Lakes High School this past week, doing a forum there, talking to their teachers about retirement. And there was other retirement specialists there, somebody who did wills, someone who did planning, and they were asking about fees, right? You know, and, you know, the estate planner had fees. The person who did the financial advising took a percentage from the individual, right? Like, that's how those are structured. Medicare has structured the way this works, where somebody calls us, sits down, talks to us, does it over the phone. We never charge them for our services, and we're not allowed to. We get compensated directly from the carrier should they enroll in a plan. If they don't enroll in a plan, they don't owe us nothing. We don't make anything, but that's fine. We get a ton of referrals from people we don't enroll in plans because we don't push people into doing things that aren't right for them. We educate, we inform, we show options. They make decisions. They make decisions. We execute it, and everybody is happy.
All right. Again, 888-818-6334. But what we're doing today, especially this time of year, with all the questions as far as prescription drugs and doctors and in-network and everything and going up, going down, how do I get the same coverage, if not better, and save a little bit of money in that income that is so important to me, that fixed income especially. What you need to do, 866-391-1020. This time of year, right through December 7th, this hour is jammed with phone calls, people wanting questions answered in real time. So please don't put it off. If you have anything on your mind that you want answered, now's the time to give us a call, 866-391-1020. And you also should be reviewing your current benefits if you've already signed up. That is probably more crucial now than ever before. 866-391-1020. We get you in the loop here. And then when we're done, you can make that call to MediConnect and get that appointment. And again, there is never a charge for their services. That number there is 888-818-6334. Okay, we're going to go to a call right now to begin this segment of taking calls, and we'll take them right until 10 o'clock today. So Kathy is first up. She's calling from McKees Rocks for Lance O'Brien on MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Myself and my cousin and a really dear friend, my massage therapist, the three of us had scheduled an appointment. We all have been to MediConnect before, and you've helped us over the years. We're in our 70s, and one is in our 80s. It was so wonderful to take care of all three of us at one time. We met with Lauren, and she was incredible. My cousin saved money, got her into a Part D or into a drug program that meets her financial needs. My one friend found a great eye doctor. It's just your services are so easy. It's so much easier than sitting on the phone and waiting for, and I know not everybody can get in there, but to knock all your questions off at one time and get real results. When we walked out of there, we felt like we had just into the Wizard of Oz.
Well, we really appreciate the call. And as you know, if you listen regularly, Lauren, you know, does the show. She's not during this time of year because she's incredibly busy doing with many others what she did with you already this year. But, you know, one of the things, Rob, that was incredibly important is we started that client experience department, right? Where people who have already worked with us have access to our team that can help them review that way, and being able to come into the office, sit down, get all the questions answered. Love that story. Love working with the people that have been so much a part of our growth and our story.
All right. Thank you for that call. We appreciate it very much, Kathy. Annette, you're going to be next, just minutes away. Anybody right now, this is a great opportunity. And especially, as I said moments ago, you should be reviewing your benefits as well. But if you are 65, soon to be 65, calendar year, first time ever signing up, I'm sure you have a lot of questions too. So before you call them to set up an appointment where there is never a charge for their services, call us 866-391-1020, the Inside Connection on KDKA.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back with Lance O'Brien, MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Here's Annette in Gibsonia. Hi, Annette.
I don't have it.
Hey, Annette, go ahead.
When did...
All right, go ahead, Annette. You're on the air.
Here.
I just heard say another number, but you
were... Annette. Okay, I'm going to put her on hold. Do me a favor, Alonzo. Get her back in the queue, and once she's done talking to her significant other, we'll get her on the air. All right, you were saying that when you were to sing at Deer Lakes, you were getting asked a lot of questions, but the single most... I guess an interesting question has to do with supplements. Go ahead.
Yeah, so like I did get a ton of questions, and the first one that I got that really takes the longest to explain was they were like, I just want to know what the difference between a supplement and an Advantage plan is, right? And they just like, I'm really confused. I don't understand how they work, because sometimes when you talk to people about this, Rob, they say I have a supplement and they really have an Advantage plan. Medicare supplement and Advantage are two different things. The supplement works with Original Medicare, okay? So the red, white, and blue card stays in your wallet or your purse, goes to the doctor's office with you, you show that red, white, and blue card, and you show the Medicare supplement card. What is great about them working together is network. Because Medicare is primary, any doctor or hospital in the country that accepts Medicare. So for people who travel a lot, want freedom to go to whatever physician or facility they want to, very attractive. Because Medicare is primary and you have a secondary, there's very little out-of-pocket cost for people on those plans, right? So they literally will have a deductible to pay most of the time and then almost no copays depending on the plan they get there. And then the plans are very consistent, stay the same. Now, they do have to get a separate drug plan, and if they want dental, vision, and hearing, they got to find another way to get that. But very, very good medical coverage, right? Advantage is much different. You don't rely on the red, white, and blue card anymore. You rely on the Advantage plan and the private insurance company. But what they do is they combine all the A and B services with the drug coverage, with the dental, vision, and hearing into one package. And if you've listened to us before, you've heard me say this before, I'm going to say it again. One is not right, one is not wrong. They're different. Some people say everybody should have a supplement. They should just take a supplement. What they don't realize is for someone at age 65 to get on a supplement with their Part B premium, the cost of the supplement, and their drug plan and dental, vision, and hearing, it could be $350 to $400 a month in premium. Rob, I just hate to say it. There are some people out there that can't afford that commitment to their health care.
A lot of people.
Yes, it is a lot of people.
That's a car payment.
Yeah, and then there's some people who could afford that, but they're like, you know what? I don't want to pay, I don't want to give my money to the insurance company or the health professionals unless I need to, meaning unless I get sick. So to say one is right, one is wrong, and the second question I got at Deer Lakes was, this is so confusing. It's literally what the dude said. He raised his hand, kind of had his head cocked. He was like, can you just tell me what the best plan is. I just want somebody to come to my house and tell me to do this. And I was like, the best plan does not exist. Like, I can't sit here on the air today and say, hey, everybody that's listening, you should go with this company and this specific plan for this year. And what I said to the people that the school teachers gathered there this week is that would be negligence on my part. We know it. It's kind of simple, but everybody doesn't take the same prescriptions. They don't see the same doctor. Some people like UPMC. Some people use Allegheny Health Network. Some people use both. Some people use independent doctors. Some people have no prescriptions. Some people have 20, right? Like, there's a ton of variables. Some people are traveling at this time. Some are not. So there's not a one size fits all. And that's why you really, you're either going to do one or two things. You're just going to call a carrier and get what they tell you. You're going to call all the carriers and try to put the puzzle together, or you're going to be able to call one place that can handle the puzzle for you.
Yeah, and here's the thing. They're not going to tell you what to take. They're going to lay it out for you, and you're going to be able to negotiate and navigate and find out what's the right plan for you.
Yeah, we'll do the first thing we do when we sit down with someone is we do a full needs assessment.
And here's the other reason why you probably had more questions asked than anyone, because of the time of year it is. But here's the one thing. No one works on a commission at MediConnect.
No one works on a commission at MediConnect. I do think that's really, really important. You know, it's one of the transitions we made about 3 years ago, because honestly, and this isn't in the script at all today, right? Like, but I think it's important for people to understand, like, most people who sell insurance, whether it's car insurance, life insurance, homeowners, whatever, they work on commission.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what that does is many times, like when you go to the car lot, there's a little bit more pressure to take a policy or to make a decision. We wanted to remove that from the equation. We wanted our people to get paid regardless of whether somebody signed up for a plan. They could really focus on the education. And if the person said, I need 2 days to think about this and then we'll reconnect, sounds great. I need a week. Some people see it, want to make a decision in the moment. Some people need a few days. We wanted our people to be able to focus on the consumer making their decision.
Well, the easiest thing I can tell anybody to do right now, because we have people that are standing by, you're actually going to talk to a real-life person on this Saturday morning, as we always have until noon, is to make the call. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. But if you have any questions about your current Medicare coverage or you're signing up for the first time, whatever, please take this time and call Lance. He's here till 10, and he'll answer any question for you. We have all of our lines available, and that number to dial is 866-391-1020. Isn't it amazing, though, how you help people that are the spouse, significant other, that other person who's not even talking to you? People will call you, just as we just had earlier this morning, and we couldn't make a connection with Annette, but she was actually calling for her significant other. That's the great thing about this, too. It's a two-way street. Doesn't matter. We need to help somebody in your household. We can do that for you by simply taking your call.
Yeah, and the other thing I'll say is if there's a child listening today and you're involved in your parents' health care, we want to sit down with you. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to not have to figure this all out by yourself as well. Let us help you help your parents, right? Or your sibling or whoever it might be, right? So that you're not putting yourself in a position where you're making what you think is the best decision, which may not absolutely be the right decision.
You're an advocate for them because you know their trends, their health issues, what they take as far as medicine, what doctors they visit. And if you're the caregiver, you're there all the time. So it's a win-win.
It is a win-win. And for people are living longer, right? If somebody has parents that are 85 right now, they would have been dealing with Medicare when they first went on, when there wasn't the world of prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans, because they didn't start till 2006.
One card fits all.
Right. So think about the person who came on at 65 and now how much it's changed and how much more challenges and things that they have to learn and figure out. That's why I think it's so much more important even now than when they first got onto Medicare to have an advocate.
All right, let's get a couple of calls in here. We got to get a break in here, too, pretty soon. Margo's coming back with the headlines at 9:30. Mag Aliquippa, you're on the air with Lance O'Brien. How are you?
Hi, Mag. It's Marge from
Marge.
The restaurant in Shadow Lakes.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay.
What do you need to know?
Well, so what's happening is Heritage Valley is going to probably be completely bought by AHN.
Okay.
So we are offered, my husband is 68 and I'm 67. My husband and I've been taking their plan, UPMC, but they are offering us the Highmark this year also. So, but next year, all we're going to have is AHN. And some of the doctors that we see, which is UPMC for cancer, any idea on MediConnect on a plan that takes both?
So first question, I know you said you're 67, 68, I believe. You guys are on Medicare now, or you're not on Medicare yet?
No, I stayed with the hospital insurance.
Yeah, so you're staying with the hospital, and you're still actively working?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as long as you're actively working, that's actually a question for your HR department, because they're the ones who manage those plans and build those networks. So for us to be able to say the plan offerings that they're providing, this will be what the doctor networks were, we would not be able to do that. I will tell you that when you do get ready to, you know, retire and move into Medicare, there will definitely be options for you where you'll be able to cross both aisles, if you will, play in the same sandbox, whatever you know euphemism you want to use. But I would reach out to your HR department, share with them the concerns about the network, and ask them which one of those plans is going to meet your needs the best.
Okay, Marge?
Yeah, we're on hold on that, I think, until AHN is completely our employer.
Yeah, that won't happen until, I think, next spring, from what I hear. So
yes,
you have time. And I would have known this was you, Marge, if it would have been M-A-R-G-E as opposed to M-A-G. So I know who you are. Keep up the great work. Tell everybody we said hello. And yeah, they will make that work. That'll be a seamless transition. It'll all work out. All right, we're going to get a break here on the other side. We'll come back. More of your calls. We've got Maureen in Ridgeway getting ready to talk to Lance O'Brien. We would love to hear from you. Any Medicare question, now's the time. The expert is here. He is Lance O'Brien from MediConnect. This is the Inside Connection, their number, and we've got advisors until noon standing by. It is 888-818-6334, or call us now at 866-391-1020.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back with Lance O'Brien, MediConnect, the Inside Connection. They are there with live advisors, 888-818-6334 until noon. Set up your appointment, never a charge for their services. The enrollment period is here. Reviewing your benefits or signing up for the first time. Any questions, prescription drug costs, hospital stays, doctor copays, anything, call us right now, 866-391-1020. Here's Maureen in Ridgeway on KDKA. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Lance.
Hey, Maureen.
I have questions about two supplement plans that I'm trying to decide about. One is supplement plan G and one is N. And the difference that I see is the Part B excess charges are covered with plan G. Can you tell me what situations I would experience that excess charge? Like, what is that?
Sure. So, great question. So, couple things. Beyond the excess charges, which I'll address in just a minute, there is two copays after the deductible on plan N. So with a plan G, you pay the deductible for Part B this year, $250-some, right? After that, everything's right. Covered. With the plan N, after you pay the deductible, you have to pay up to $20 when you go to a doctor and up to $50 at the emergency room. So there are some costs associated with that. The 15% excess charges are doctors or facilities are allowed to charge those, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like, there's not instances where they would or not. Now, something incredibly important to know is that there are 8 states in the country that do not allow doctors, physicians, facilities to charge excess charges. The state of Pennsylvania is one of them. So what I always tell people when they're considering that, like, if you're not planning on doing a lot of travel, you think you're going to do the majority of your doctoring in, you know, the state of Pennsylvania, then plan N is more attractive because you don't really have to worry about the excess charges. right? So that's kind of nice, right? Now, if you're traveling out of state and you need to doctor, then you could get hit with them as well. But basically what it means is on Part B, they could charge you more. They could charge you 15% above the Medicare allowed price. Medicare is going to pay their part. The supplement's going to pay what they should, but then you're going to be responsible for that 15%. But again, Pennsylvania does not allow that.
Well, that's good to hear. I do have, I'm shocked to see how different the drug costs are from this year to next year. Is it wrong to have a thought that I can pick and choose where I have different drugs filled, like sometimes blueberries, sometimes mail-in, that type thing, just to make it as low as possible?
Another great question. So obviously you do want to get a drug plan, right? Because you have to have a drug plan within 63 days of going on to Medicare. If you don't have one, then you can be penalized. Not can be, you will be penalized. You'll start accruing a penalty every month that you don't have a drug plan. Okay. That being said, I always tell people you get the Part D plan, but you're not required to use the insurance if you can find a better place to fill the prescription. So yes, I'm a big advocate of, say I have, I'll use this as an example, gabapentin, which used to be like a tier 1-0 on a lot of plans. Now it's more of a 2 or a 3, you know, so depending on the plan, if you have a deductible, you might pay $40 or $50 for that drug, where you could get it through GoodRx or Blueberry for much cheaper than that. So yes, you got to have a drug plan, but you are not required to use it to fill all of your drugs. If you can get them cheaper elsewhere, I would.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much for answering both those questions. I appreciate all your help.
You're very welcome. If there's anything else we can do for you, let us know.
That's what we do on this show. We answer questions in real time. We have the number waiting for you and some phone space available as well. 866-391-1020. I think one of the strong messages, it's October, soon to be Halloween and into November and Thanksgiving. And then people start thinking about the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, start planning. And then December 7th comes and goes. And they're like, but I. So now's the time to call.
Yeah, I mean, this year, especially because of volume. Volume changes everything. And us people who live in Pittsburgh, we understand that every day we drive. Right? Because there are certain times of day we want to avoid the volume that's heading in and out of the city, because it just creates gridlock, right? And this is the year, because of the volume, with all the plans going away, because of increased premiums, because of changes with ancillary benefits, all of that type of stuff, that people are actually looking at their coverage. So you don't want to wait till the last minute. Saturdays are actually a really good time. They're not quite as busy on those days. So want to definitely be looking at all those options.
All right, again, our number, if you have any question at all about your coverage or what you think you need, if you're signing up for the first time, you call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Then I highly advise you to call and make an appointment, because there is never a charge for the services, and they're the single best source to help you in this region, in my opinion, and that's 888-818-6334. So let me ask you, anybody saying, hey, not enough bells and whistles, I'm not getting a free membership this year, and I'm not getting as much for eye coverage, not getting as much for dental coverage, what's the word?
So the word is, yes, those things are true, but it's still better than it was 5 years ago. We're going through a reset. There's a drawback going back. If you have big needs in those areas right now, you do want to shop around, because there are still some plans, Rob, more HMOs and PPOs that are still offering significant value for dental, vision, things of that nature, right? So it just matters what is really important to you, but it's still really good coverage. It's one of the things I also said at Deer Lakes the other night, was it's still incredibly good coverage.
So how are they able to do that, do you think? Because it really does work, does it not?
It does. It does. I mean, again, it's the options are incredibly good. It's there's moving pieces, and you know, with the changes to the prescriptions, the Advantage plans are now trying to balance out paying for those things on the prescriptions with reducing some of the other benefits a little bit, etc., things like that. So they're really playing with how do we bake the right cake, right? Get all the ingredients in there that people need, you know, the medical costs, the drug coverage, everything at a price people can afford, but also because whether we like it or not, and we could have a theory argument about how healthcare is structured in our country, all of that stuff. But the way it is now is, you know, there is private capitalistic processes in our healthcare system, and, you know, we have to work with what we have.
You know, the other thing too, somebody may be thinking, well, I'm going to call myself direct to the healthcare provider. Look, they probably would much rather them call you. Because you guys, this is what you do. This is your full-time job. This isn't part-time. You don't, like, you know, basically moonlight doing this. This is full-time, 24/7, 365 days a year, Medicare.
No, for sure. And I think the other thing to consider is, you know, if there's a lot of plans being discontinued by multiple carriers and stuff, they are trying to shed business. If that all that business goes back to the same carrier, it's going to perpetuate some of the challenges. So, you know, there are some carriers, and I'm not going to say names on the air because I feel like that would be disingenuous because everybody's situation is different. But there are some carriers this year that are positioned for growth who maybe made changes last year that are able to catapult forward this year, right? So, like, just to say everything's changed, I'm not going to bother, I don't think that's the right move either.
Yeah, and listen, it's very competitive, and they're going to tell you, hey, we're the best, and hey, to them, they believe that, but you're going to show them the rest. People are going to get the bouquet of what's out there, correct?
Yes. Yep, for sure.
It's
yeah.
Easy.
They're going to be able to, I mean, we dropped a couple plans total. We're still at like 65 plans, 70 plans. So there's still a big bouquet out there.
So when you, these people that have had their health insurance canceled, we want them to not panic. That's the thing. We just want them to realize a phone call away will get them right back on track.
Yeah, again, we're literally helping hundreds and thousands of people at this point in time, and within an hour we have them set, ready to go. Sometimes it takes a little less, sometimes a little more.
So what should you say to the audience member that may have missed it or threw it out or clicked it and didn't read it, and maybe they don't even realize, what should they be thinking about right now as we're just under 2 weeks as far as this enrollment, and wondering if they were one of them?
Well, they need to make a call, right? They need to confirm, you know, is my plan still going to be active?
So everybody should confirm, you think?
If they don't check their mail really well, right? If they check their mail and they haven't seen, if they open everything, then no, they don't need to because the letters are there, right?
Okay.
You know, but if they're not really super diligent with their mail, they should probably be making phone calls.
Yeah, if you're tossing anything out, you better think again. But the best route you can take right now is to call 888-818-6334. Set up an appointment. And remember, MediConnectInsurance.com, and you can call us as well, too. We're going to talk to Frank in Uniontown. Busy hour on the phone lines after the break. But this is one more segment this week. But we're going to do this basically right through December 7th, give you this hour to get your questions answered in real time. And then you just simply roll over and make that other toll-free number a part of your day routine on a Saturday. It's 888-818-6334. MediConnect, the inside connection. Lance O'Brien, your Pratt Pack today on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
We're going to hit the seminars one time before we get out of here then go right to the phones, because we got to do that because people love those seminars. And again, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. There's never a charge. Or call 888-818-6334. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to mention the seminars because these are the last ones for the year. We are going to run the webinar through the whole year. So if you're turning 65 in the next 12 months, you want to learn or get more information about what it means to transition to Medicare, our webinars are every Wednesday at 11 and 6. We run two every Wednesday. Go online, MediConnectInsurance.com, seminars tab, and you can register for the webinar there. The dates upcoming for in-person seminars, October 28th. So this week, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville. On November 4th, the Holiday Inn Express in Monaca, Stone Quarry Road. On November 11th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in Greentree. And on November 12th, we're going to be at the Beaver Pool House in Beaver, PA.
All right, so let's take a call here, or 2-866-391-1020. Frank in Uniontown for Lance O'Brien, MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Good morning, Frank.
Yes, hi, Rob. Thank you. My question is, as a postal employee, when I retire, I'm able to keep my current federal health insurance for the same price, you know, as an active employee. Does it make sense in my case to still apply for Medicare Part B? It would become the primary once I sign up. This is
after having worked with countless postal workers, and now with the new regulation that you have to enroll in Part B. You never used to have to enroll in Part B if you were a postal worker, but now you do. I actually, Frank, would recommend that you compare your coverage options outside of the post office. Not saying that you should go outside of the post office, but just from working with a lot of postal workers, there are often times where they see that it's a better benefit option to do that. So again, not telling you to do that, just saying, because you're thinking, would it be better to go to Part D? I think it would be better to do a comprehensive evaluation of the entire option so you can make a decision.
Oh, okay.
Because premium-wise, most likely your premium would be less and your benefits would be similar. But again, I always tell people that when you're turning 65, even if you're being offered health coverage through your employer, the natural inclination, and I totally get it, is, hey, I worked for this. This is what I should go with. It should be good. And at the end of the day, Frank, that might be what you end up doing. But again, just based on experience and working with a lot of postal workers, it will be in your best interest to do a full review.
Great. Thank you. I will do that. Thanks for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, 888-818-6334. Down to just a handful of minutes, all yours.
Yeah, so again, big things that are pushing the market this year: SARS, service area reduction. Make sure that your plan is still going to be available. If you do confirm that it's still going to be available, have you read your ANOC, your annual notice of changes? Are you okay with the changes that are being made? Should you be reviewing your coverage? Do you take any of the big drugs that have gone through price negotiation this year? Drugs like Eliquis, Xarelto, Farxiga, Entresto, Jardiance, Januvia. There are significant price savings on those. Did you have a drug deductible added to your plan this year, or did it go to the max? What does that look like for you? How will that impact your decision making? So, do you have a med sup? Are you healthy? Do you keep seeing your supplement price rise consistently and you're like, I'm paying $200-$300 a month for this? You need to review and see if you can get a price there. Your prescription drug coverage, a lot of those premiums have increased. Not really the year to sit on your hands when it comes to Medicare. So many moving parts that you want to look at.
Hey, look, you should do it every year, but I think this year now more than ever is the time that you need to be getting that benefit looked at again. And you know what's amazing? Not only do you actually save people money more times than not, but the coverage is as good, if not better. So who wouldn't want that? That's a win-win, Lance.
It is. It is a win-win. I mean, again, I love the approach of, you know, and I've used this illustration before, but if you get free advice, right? And then you get free help to actually do it. I wish my mechanic would do that. I wish they give me a free estimate and then free labor. It doesn't work that way, right?
No.
But that's the way the system works. Why wouldn't you? You know, it's in your best interest to do that.
But is there any service on the planet, and it sounds too good to be true, but it's a fact because we've been doing this a long time and I can attest to it, that you can actually have somebody come to their office or come to your home, walk you through everything, cross the T's, dot the I's, as I like to have, couple of refresher courses, also reassurances, and you don't get charged.
Yeah. I mean, we have people come into our office. We've had at times this week, five people in there at one time in different offices and different rooms. We can do it over the phone. We'll come to you. We'll meet you in a neutral location. We can do Zoom. We can basically accommodate any option that you need to make sure that you're good. And I will reiterate this. Saturdays are a good day. Thursdays and Fridays are better generally than Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The first 3 days of the week, the call volume and the interest is very, very high.
So, in other words, you can call right now.
You can call right now. Now, again, we got all our advisors standing by, but we also have a lot of other calls coming in. But I would call today. You have a better chance today,
well,
for sure.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask this, and I don't mean to put any more pressure on those great people that work for this wonderful brand that I love, but can people walk into the office during the week?
They can. They can walk in. Okay. I mean, we'd prefer that they make an appointment and call, but we do handle walk-ins for sure.
All right. So what your goal right now as this great organization, what is your goal right now? And you want to remind everyone, there's been a few that maybe slipped through the cracks that you didn't get a chance to follow up in, or they couldn't wait around or what have you. We just want them to understand patience is a virtue, and we'll do everything that we can to make it right and to get you in the queue.
Yeah. I mean, we're monitoring everything, you know. When you have volume at a historic level like we're seeing this year, and some of it is because of our growth, some of it is because of the industry in general, Rob, like, we're probably not the only person. If you call one day, don't get anyone, leave a voicemail. We do check the voicemails. Our policy is to get back in 24 hours if you leave the voicemail on the main line. So we're really trying to execute at a high level. If you call and miss and you want to call back, we certainly are open to that as well.
All right, do me a favor. Explain to the audience, and we talk about it all the time, but why now this year more than ever? If you haven't reviewed in a while, or even if you did it last year, you need to review. You should review every year, but this year, especially your benefits.
Go ahead. Just because of so many, you know, price increase on the premiums, the change in how they're doing hospital stays. A lot of the Medicare Advantage plans have changed from per stays to per days, which means a $5 hospital stay on a lot of plans may have gone from $250 to $300 up to $1,200 or something like that, depending on the plan. But I want to give an example for the listeners, right? You know, reduction in ancillary benefits. Over-the-counters have decreased. Dental allowances, vision allowances have decreased, right? There's moving pieces at every part of the industry that need to be reviewed.
All right. Again, this is their phone number, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. They're there till noon today, never a charge for their services. This show will basically be the same show week after week, right through December 7th. We're going to give you, the audience, the majority of the hour to phone in to get all of your questions answered. Those of you that are going to be 65, just turned 65, or just simply, as I mentioned, and you should, want to review your benefits, okay? So we'll do that next week. But again, they're there now until noon, 888-818-6334. Any closing comments?
Only closing comments is we're here to serve you. We got a team. We want to make this right for you. And go Pitt Panthers. Let's get a win.
It is always nice.
And go Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. I'd like to see how that game's going to unfold.
Listen, I'll put it this way. Pitt has a really good chance to beat North Carolina State. The Steelers... I don't know. I'm hoping and praying. Fingers crossed. All right. Speaking of Pitt, from the University of Pittsburgh, she's a part of this great radio station now, doing an incredible job on her maiden voyage as a anchor in the historic newsroom at KDK Radio. Margo Rensel has your news 3 minutes away at 10 o'clock on KDK with your Pratt Pack.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.